Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join with us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we will also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. On our podcast today, we're featuring Toby Keith. It will be a tribute to a great country music legend, Toby Keith, who passed away earlier this month on February 5, 2024, from stomach cancer. Toby Keith Cavell, known professionally as Toby Keith, was an American country music singer, songwriter, record producer, and actor. He signed to DreamWorks Records in Nashville in 1998. Keith released his breakthrough single, How Do You Like Me Now, in late 1999. This song, the title track to his 1999 album of the same name, was the number one country song of 2000 and one of several chart toppers during his tenure on DreamWorks Nashville. Toby Keith Cavell was born on July 8, 1961, in Clinton, Oklahoma, to Carolyn Joan and Hubert K. Cavell, Jr. He had a sister and a brother. The family lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas, for a few years when Keith was in grade school, but moved to Moore, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, when he was still young. Before the family moved to Moore, he visited his grandmother in Fort Smith during the summers. His grandmother owned Billy Garner Supper Club in Fort Smith, where Keith became interested in the musicians who came there to play. He did odd jobs around the supper club and started getting up on the bandstand to play with the band. He got his first guitar at the age of 8. After the family moved to Moore, Keith attended Highland West Junior High and Moore High School, where he played defensive end on the football team.
Keith graduated from Moore High School and worked as a derrick hand in the oil fields. He worked his way up to become a supervisor. When Keith was 20, he and his friends formed the Easy Money Band, which played at local bars and roadhouses as he continued to work in the oil industry. At times, he would have to leave in the middle of a concert if he was paged to work in the oil field. In 1982, the oil industry in Oklahoma began a rapid decline, and Keith soon found himself unemployed. He fell back on his football training and played defensive end with the semi-pro Oklahoma City Drillers while continuing to perform with his band. The Drillers were an unofficial farm club of the United States Football League's Oklahoma Outlaws. Keith tried out for the Outlaws but did not make the team. He then returned to focus once again on music. His family and friends were doubtful he would succeed, but in 1984, Easy Money, various other band members, including Mike Barnes, T.A. Brower, and David Sayers, began playing the honky-tonk circuit in Oklahoma and in Texas. Stephen Thomas Erlewine of AllMusic wrote of that first album, "It is a given, a production that's too big, too clean, and glossy, and cavernous for Keith's good. It fits the outsized sound of the early 90s radio, but not his outsized talent. But beneath that sheen, the songs are very strong." He also thought that it showed the signs of the style that Keith would develop on subsequent albums. The album's success led to Keith touring with then-label mate Shania Twain and John Barron. Keith and Twain also appeared in Tracy Lawrence's music video for My Second Home in 1993. Keith then signed with Polydor Records and released his second album, Boomtown. in September of 1994. Also certified platinum, this album was led off by the number one single, Who's That Man? After it, Upstairs Downtown and You Ain't Much Fun both made the top 10, while Big Old Truck peaked at number 15. By late 1995, he released his first Christmas album, Christmas to Christmas, via Mercury. Composed entirely of original songs, the album produced one chart entry in Santa, I'm Right Here, which reached as high as number 50, based on Christmas airplay.
Following a corporate merger, Keith returned to Mercury in 1997. His fourth studio album, Dreamwalking, was also first produced by James Stroud, who would also serve as Keith's co-producer until 2005. It produced two consecutive number two hits with We Were in Love and a cover of Sting's 1996 single, I'm So Happy I Can't Stop Crying. Sting also sang duet vocals and played bass guitar on it. And the two also performed the song at the 1997 Country Music Association Awards. After this song, the album's title track reached number five, while Double Wide Paradise peaked at number 40. Keith's last Mercury release was Greatest Hits Volume 1 in October of 1998. The album included 12 of his prior singles and two new songs, the country rap Get You Some and If a Man Answers. Both were released as singles with Get You Some reaching the top 20, but If a Man Answers became his first single to miss the top 40. According to Keith, these two songs were originally to be put on a studio album, but Mercury executives, dissatisfied with the album that Keith had made, chose to put those two songs on a greatest hits package and asked him to go to work on another album. After he recorded two more songs, which the label also rejected, he asked to terminate his contract with the label. After exiting Mercury, Keith co-wrote Shane Minor's debut single, Slave to the Habit, with Chuck Cannon and Costas. In 1999, Keith signed with DreamWorks Records Nashville division. His first release for the album was When Love Fades, which also failed to make the top 40. Upon seeing the single's poor performance, Keith requested that it be withdrawn and replaced with How Do You Like Me Now?, a song that he wrote with Chuck Cannon and which had previously been turned down by Mercury. It also served as a title track to his first DreamWorks album, How Do You Like Me Now? The song spent 5 weeks at number one on the country charts and became his first top 40 pop hit, with a number 31 peak on the Hot 100. It was also the top country song of 2000, according to the Billboard year-end chart. The album, which was certified platinum, produced a top five hit in Country Comes to Town and another number one in You Shouldn't Kiss Me Like This. It was also his first album to feature songs co-written by Scotty Emmerich, who would be a frequent collaborator of Keith's for the next several albums. Steve Huey wrote that this album had a rough, brash attitude that helped give Keith a stronger identity as a performer. In 2001, Keith won the Academy of Country Music's Top Male Vocalist and Album of the Year awards.
Following this album was Pull My Chain, released in August of 2001. The album's three singles, I'm Just Talking About Tonight, I Want to Talk About Me, and My List, all went to number one on the country charts, with the latter two both holding that position for 5 weeks. I Want to Talk About Me, written by Bobby Braddock, also displayed a country rap influence with its spoken word lyrics. The Country Music Association named My List as Single of the Year in 2002. Of Pull My Chain, Erlewine wrote that this is a bigger, better record than its predecessor, possessing a richer musicality and a more confident sense of humor. In 2002, he released the Unleashed album, which included four singles. First was courtesy of The Red, White, and Blue, The Angry American, which Keith wrote in 20 minutes as a response to the September 11, 2001 attacks. The song references Keith's father, a United States Army veteran who died that March in a car accident. Both this song and Who's Your Daddy were number one hits, with Rock Your Baby reaching number 13. The last single was Beer for My Horses, a duet with Willie Nelson, which spent 6 weeks on the top of the country charts. At the time, was also Keith's highest entry on the Hot 100 at number 22. In July 2003, Keith made a guest appearance on Scotty Emmerich's debut single, I Can't Take You Anywhere, which was previously recorded by Keith on Pull My Chain. Emmerich's version of the song was his only top 40 country hit at number 27. Well, shocking you all, his eighth studio album was released in November of 2003. The album's title is a pun on the military term, shock and awe. It became his second album from which all singles went to number one. I Love This Bar, American Soldier, and Whiskey Girl, also included on the disc, were the Taliban song and Weed with Willie, two live songs recorded with Emmerich. The album was followed in late 2004 by Greatest Hits 2, which included three new songs, Stays in Mexico, Go With Her, and a cover of Inés and Charlie Fox's Mockingbird, recorded as a duet with his daughter, Crystal Keith. Stays in Mexico was a number three hit on the country charts, while Mockingbird peaked at number 27.
Keith's final DreamWorks album was Honky Tonk University in early 2005. Leading off single Honky Tonk You peaked at number 8, followed by As Good As I Once Was, which spent 6 weeks at number 1, and Big Blue Note at number 5. After the release of the latter, DreamWorks Records ceased operations. On August 31, 2005, Keith founded a new label, Show Dog Nashville. Its first release was his 2006 album, White Trash with Money, followed by the soundtrack to Broken Bridges. The album included three singles, Get Drunk and Be Somebody, A Little Too Late, and Crash Here Tonight. Big Dog Daddy followed in 2007, with Keith serving as sole producer. Its singles were High Maintenance Woman, Love Me If You Can, and Get My Drink On. Love Me If You Can became Keith's first number one hit since As Good As I Once Was, more than 2 years prior. A two-disc Christmas album, A Classic Christmas, followed later in 2007. In 2008, Keith completed his biggest and baddest tour. On May 6, 2008, he released 35 Biggest Hits, a two-disc compilation featuring most of his singles to date, as well as the new song, She's a Hottie, which peaked at number 13. Keith released She Never Cried in Front of Me, which went to number 1 in 2008. Its corresponding album, That Don't Make Me a Bad Guy, followed on October 28, 2008. It was followed by God Love Her, also a number 1 hit, and Lost You Anyway. American Ride in 2009 produced another number 1 in its title track. It was followed by the top 10 hit, Crying for Me, Wayman's Song, a tribute to the basketball player and jazz bassist Wayman Tisdale, a friend of Keith's who died in May of 2009. The album's final single was Every Dog Has Its Day. On October 25, 2011, Clancy's Tavern was released. The album included the single Made in America, written by Keith along with Bobby Pinson and Scott Reeves, which went to number 1. Following was Red Solo Cup, which had previously been made into a music video, which became popular. Upon release as a single, Red Solo Cup became Keith's best peaking crossover, reaching number 15 on the Hot 100. The album's final single was Beers Ago at number 6 in 2012. in December 2011, Keith was named Artist of the Decade by the American Country Awards.
Keith's 16th album, Hope on the Rocks, was released in late 2012. It produced only two singles, both of which are top 20. I Like Girls That Drink Beer reached number 17, and the title track peaked at number 18. In mid-2013, he entered the charts with Drinks After Work, the first single from his 17th album, also titled Drinks After Work. The album's second single is Shut Up and Hold On. In 2015, Keith was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. On September 28, 2023, after receiving the first Country Icon Award at the People's Choice Country Awards, Keith performed publicly for the first time since his 2021 cancer diagnosis. His powerful delivery of Don't Let the Old Man In, that he had written for Clint Eastwood for use in his movie The Mule, resulted in the 2018 hit recording returning to the music charts at number 1 on the iTunes Country Charts and number 3 on the iTunes All-Genre Chart. The song is about facing and resisting death. Keith's music career and his various other business ventures made him one of the wealthiest celebrities in the United States. That July 15, 2013 edition of Forbes magazine features Keith on the cover with the caption, Country Music's $500 Million Man. The article titled Cowboy Capitalist by Zach O'Malley Greenberg also contains information regarding Keith's earnings as a musician over the course of his career, such as earning $65 million in the past 12 months, which surpasses the earnings of even more well-known musicians.
On March 24, 2001, Keith's father, H.K. Cavell, was killed in a car accident after a charter bus collided with his car on Interstate 35. The Cavell family was awarded $2.8 million for his wrongful death on December 25, 2007. Elias and Pedro Rodriguez, operators of Rodriguez Transports of Tulsa and the Republic Western Insurance Company, were found liable as they failed to equip the bus with properly working air brakes. That event and the September 11th attacks in 2001 prompted Keith to write the song Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue that we played earlier, a song about his father's patriotism and faith in the United States, originally intended only for live shows. According to Keith, following a performance for military leadership, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, James L. Jones, told Keith it was his duty as an American citizen to record the song. As the lead single from the album Unleashed in 2002, Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue peaked at number 1 on the July 20th, 2002 Billboard Hot Country Songs chart.
A little about his personal life. Keith had an honorary degree from the Villanova University, which he attended from 1979 to 1980. He had planned to become a petroleum engineer. He was an avid University of Oklahoma sports fan, and Keith was often seen at the Oklahoma Sooners games and practices. He was also a fan of professional wrestling, being seen in the front row of numerous WWE shows that took place in Oklahoma, as well as performing Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue live at the first ever TNA wrestling show on June 19, 2002. He was also a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers football team. He was a Free Will Baptist. Keith married Tricia Lucas on March 24, 1984, and he was the father of three children. In June of 2022, Keith announced that he had been diagnosed with stomach cancer at the end of the prior year, having undergone chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery for the past 6 months. Keith said that his battle with cancer had been pretty debilitating. In December of 2022, press release, Keith died in his sleep in Oklahoma on February 5th, 2024, at the age of 62. It's been our honor today to present tribute to an incredible country music star, to a very generous and successful businessman, and to an all-around great individual and good friend to all. Toby, you'll be missed by everyone.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories from the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artist and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We would love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.